Blog Talk Radio.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Ladies and gents, back by popular demand.
Outspoken.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Let's do it again!
Ang susunod na palabas ay rated PG.
Yo, you now into Outspoken Radio. Sit back, relax, and kick it with your girl.
Hey, it's your girl Lara Sky. You're here with Outspoken Radio.
Hey, it's your girl Lady Keith, and you're listening to Outspoken Radio.
Often imitated, never duplicated. Gucci Montana, and I'm back.
Hey, you guys, and welcome to Outspoken Radio. I'm your host, Gucci Montana, and I have to my left, I have Laura Sky. How you doing, Laura?
I'm good. I'm good. What's going on?
And to my right, I have Lady Key. What's good with you, Lady Key?
Yo, yo, yo. Happy Sunday, everyone.
Definitely. Happy Sunday. Well, you know, this is our first show. So on this first show, I just wanted everyone to kind of get to know the host. So that's what we're going to do this show. We're going to get to know each other, the host. Have all you guys get to know us and a little bit about what our show. But right before we start that, I'm going to get into this Nasha Nashe. And I'm sorry if I messed up her name. And it's called I'm Good. So let's just jump right on into that.
Get full of them blue faces. Travel the world, seen some new places. Make some new friends and some new haters. As long as I get to my paper. Send me two shoes with no shoelaces. You little bitches is too basic. You little bitches is too fake. Praying your girl never do make it. Back of the truck watching TV. Getting blow while I'm playing my CD. It be hard, but I make it look easy. Bitch, you ain't gotta speak when you see me. Everywhere I step in, I'm good. VIP sex and we good. From nothing, I bought up my life, so boss up your life. No time for games, no time for bullshit. I'm good at my city, I'm good on these niggas, I'm good with my cheddar, I'm stacking my paper, I'm good on these bras who do nothing but hate. I'm so good, I'm so good. Everywhere I step in, I'm good. VIP sex and we good.
To know the co-host, and we're going to reintroduce myself. But right now, we're going to get to know Lady Key. So let's just sit back, chill out. Lady Key, can you tell all of our listeners a little bit about yourself and why you're outspoken?
Oh, I could tell them a lot about why I'm outspoken. Oh my gosh. Well, I'll just give you guys a quick, you know, heads up. My name is Lady Key. I hail from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I rep the Berg. I moved a couple of years to California, and I did that to pursue my dreams and to pursue happiness, and I'm really glad I did. I love it out here. I love to get involved in things. I'm very community and just oriented in certain things like fashion and fitness and anime and movies. So I love to do those things. I love to go out a lot. I love to shop. You know, I'm a typical girl's girl, but I have a little, like, tough side. I like to play football. I love sports. I love the NBA. So overall, you know, I'm pretty laid back. I'm pretty chill. I have a feisty side, and I have a deep love for all things nerdy. So I love, you know, comic books and, like I said, anime and manga, which is like the Japanese version of anime. I might go geek on you guys in a second, so I'm going to reel it in. But, you know, overall, I'm definitely a chill person, and I'm outspoken because I will say no. And sometimes I might call something black when it's clearly white just because I like to see what'll happen. I love a little dose of tea in the morning, if you know what I mean. But overall, that's like who I am and what I'm about.
Okay. And Miss Laura, did you have any questions from Lady Key?
Sure. So I know you had discussed that you're into anime and tech and fitness. So what is the African-American or the minority culture like in anime now?
Well, that's an awesome question. It's booming. It's blossoming like a cherry blossom in Japan, I would say. There's a lot more African-Americans involved in it, and there are a lot more individuals embracing it. Not just, you know, the Japanese version, but they're also in embracing Korean culture, like Korean dramas and K-pop and J-pop. So I would say that there's a lot of people that don't feel like there's a place for them that find that place in anime. I was one of those people for a long time, and once I built confidence in myself, I realized that there was an entire community out there that would be willing to take me under their arms and under their wings and teach me about it. And I learned a lot. I learned that there is a place for us. And, you know, just like any other culture or societal community, you feel at home there. So I would say definitely it's building and it's growing at a very fast rate.
Definitely love to hear some more about the anime culture. I don't know too much about it besides, you know, Powerpuff Girls. And as far as fitness is concerned, what do you think is a good way to start? Like, do you think of, like, just jumping into all these, you know, cleanses, detoxes? Is that a good way to jumpstart a fitness routine? Or what is your journey like? Or
oh, well, I will definitely get into that more during my segment, of course, which is a great segue into that. But I would definitely – I believe in some, and I believe that some work for others and some don't. I believe that, you know, detoxing is very essential in working out or even maintaining a healthy lifestyle. So if you're into that, if that's something that gravitates towards, then do it. Just do it safely and recognize any things about yourself that might change. Under certain guidelines or under certain medicines, people can have mood swings. Their personalities can change. They can feel tired and lethargic. So you definitely want to do research on it. That's what I did. And I'll obviously be recommending that the entire time I talk about fitness, is that you do your research and that you know exactly what you're getting into, because any workout can be great, but it can have negative connotations or negative outcomes for a person. So you always want to make sure that you're doing something that you know, understand fully, you're fully aware of, and you understand it and you comprehend it before you start inflicting it on yourself or, you know, doing something that's negative to yourself. But, you know, cleanses for the most part, I think, are A-okay.
That was good information. Like, you definitely do your research always, anytime you take anything.
Oh, yeah. And also, like, wine. Wine's also a very good cleanser, just in case anyone needs to know that.
So, Laura, was that all the questions you had for her? I'm sorry.
Pretty much as far as a wrap-up. And just, I need, like, what are your future goals with the show?
Oh.
What do you... Yeah.
Well, my future goals with the show, for sure, is to meet new people and expand myself in that and to talk to more people. Through meeting them and networking. I'm big on networking. I love going to events. I love putting on events and showcasing individuals. So meeting new artists and meeting up-and-coming artists in any aspect would be, you know, ideal for me. And hopefully just kind of gaining some type of, like, you know, newfound love for this industry. I've listened to radio. I've actually listened a lot to Blog Talk, so this is something that's very kind of close to me in a sense, and actually being a part of it is even more important to me now. So I'm really hoping to kind of just grow in this industry and showcase other talent while also learning my own talent. That's about it on that.
Okay, so I just have a few questions for you. My first question is, what was the big change for you moving from your home city to L.A.?
My biggest change. No, that's a good question, because it's kind of heavy, because I can go from any angle of that. I mean, everything changed for me in a sense. My biggest change, I think, being so far from my family. I'm very close to my parents, even though they're no longer together. I talk to my dad and my mom at least once a day. I talk to my brother at least once a week. So I'm very close-knit to my grandparents and all my extended family. So leaving them was, I would think, the biggest hurdle. But at the same time, it was the biggest thing to prove to myself I could do it. And that I could do it on my own, because, you know, you're a hometown girl moving to a big city. All of that plays a big role. I mean, I didn't come off of the Greyhound, but, you know, I drove my car here. I think was thankful enough to have an aunt here that took me in. So it was a lot to be on my own and to, you know, be so far away from my family. I didn't actually visit my family again until, I would say, April of the following year. So it was a long time of me just kind of adapting myself, convincing my mother that it was okay that I had left, like the world was not going to come to an end, and that I could do it. So it was really that proving point for, you know, any goal that you do, you have to prove yourself and prove it to yourself sometimes. So that was the biggest thing for me, the biggest change.
Okay. Yeah, right, because always moving away from your family is definitely a big change, especially if you're very close-knit. That's
yes.
A very big adventure for anyone. And my second question is, what message or advice would you give to today's children? If you could just gather all of today's, like, teenagers and youth in a room and just give them one secret, like, message of inspiration, what would that be?
It would be to love yourself. Because I think that there's so much out there going on in the world, but there's so much going on internally that people have. They don't have confidence in themselves, so they do things like they go on Instagram and they become Instagram models, and then they're showing half of their ass, and then they're wondering why they're being stalked or something. Or you have people who I know people out here that it was a really weird change for me was meeting people that were literally looking for love. And like the old song goes, looking for love in all the wrong. Instead of learning to love themselves, like any type of journey you take, especially if you take it by yourself, you learn to find shelter and a haven in yourself. And that's the one thing that this entire living on my own thing has given me is a sense of self. It's given me a sense of value that I didn't think I would get, you know, being with someone or, you know, being still in Pittsburgh because I was content. So learning to love myself and learning to love yourself fully is its own journey, and it's still going. I'm still growing into that. I still have days where I'm like, I don't even know why I'm getting up today. I don't want to be an adult. I don't want to do this. But I get up. I go to work.
Right.
I make it happen, and I come home, and I'm so thankful. But seriously, if I could find a little, like, hut where I could lock in there for a while, do it. But no, learn to love yourself and learn to be happy with who you are, whether you change it or you stay the same. Like, just that's the biggest thing. That's the biggest, I think, just advice and hurdle anyone goes through.
Right. And that's a good message. Love yourself is definitely a message that I think all kids need, because they look for acceptance in so many different places, but really acceptance really starts within yourself, definitely.
Yep.
And my last question, you know, I always kind of throw this out there to people just to, you know, clear the air after a heavy question or so. But
yeah.
Who's your celebrity crush?
Oh, my God. Girl, seriously, why'd you do this now? Why now? Okay. You are so mean, because it has always been Chris Evans, and I just found out yesterday that he's dating one of the actresses from Parks and Rec. Like, she was, like, a one-off character that's super weird, and I found out they're dating, and, like, she's kind of plain looking, so she kind of gives me hope. Does that make any sense? Yeah, I don't know if that's mean or not, but definitely, it feels like I definitely, you know, have a chance, but it's Chris Evans, even though I might have to respond to Jack Courtney. I think I might take that.
Might have to break up with him, but still, there's hope, because you know that he's cuter than her, right?
Right. And the thing is, I've seen him with supermodels, so I'm like, wow, technically you've actually downgraded. But okay, if you're happy, I'm happy.
No, you're not
whatever
happy. Don't lie.
Right. Whatever makes you happy. So with this being our introduction show, every week we're going to try to come to you with our specific topics. And Lady Key's topics are fitness and anime. So I'm going to introduce Lady Key's song, and we each picked a song that kind of embodies us right now, what we're really feeling on our playlist. So she picked Drake One Dance. So we're going to jump into that, and we'll be back with Lady Key and fitness and anime.
My segment, and the first one I'm going to do is about fitness. And just recently, I want to talk about that Beyonce came out with a new line called Ivy Park, and I want to tie that into the fact that I want to do a quick review on it, just to say that fashion and function are very important. And in when I say function, I don't mean just having something to wear to go out in. I started that way. I would wear outfits I got for 21 or from the Gap that I thought were just easy to wear and that were quick to get in and get out of the gym. Luckily, there are a few new lines that have came out as well, including Beyonce's Ivy Park, and they're functional. So you want something, if you're going to look for clothing or if you're thinking of going up in your price point, always look for gear that has quick drying, water resistant or wick resistant, something that is contouring to your skin, kind of makes it feel like second skin. It's just ideal pieces that you want to wear. You want to look up and listen and look at the details. If it has a tag that says additional information on it that it can provide, you want to purchase that. Sometimes it might be a little more expensive. I will say that this particular line, and I have the 2 pair of pants and a shirt, are the most expensive gear I've ever bought, but the value is in how it performs. And yes, outfits perform as well. If you're working out in the gym and you're spending most of your time on the elliptical or on the treadmill, you want something that's going to move with you, that's not going to cause bunching or cause over sweating or keep water from your sweat, because that's just nasty. So you want something that's going to work with you and not against you. Other lines to look at is Lululemon. Yes, also known to be a little expensive, Lululemon is also very good, though. They have quality pieces that they make with particular fabrics, and those fabrics are what keep you dry, they keep you active, they make you feel good, and you look awesome in them. The more you buy clothes that you actually do feel comfortable wearing to the gym, you'll actually work out in them in the gym. So please be mindful of not only just a style and approach to how it looks or how it was designed, but look at the functionality to it. Is it something that you can wear? Can you wear yoga pants on the treadmill? Yes, you can. But are they cotton? Probably. Don't do it. Sometimes sweatpants aren't the best thing. You know, if you're going to go to the sauna, you're going to want to wear something that, you know, whether it's a pair of bottoms or just a regular sports bra, that's comfortable but functional. Two words that you want to remember, comfortable and functional. Moving on, I am going to the Anime Expo here in Los Angeles. Plug for it right now. Next weekend, it is actually the 30th or 31st through July, 4th of July weekend. So it's a really big deal. It has usually around 30 to about 50,000 people in attendance. Very big. It's very popular. And this year, they're having their 20th anniversary. So anyone that's going to be in the area or coming down for it, please, you know, shout me out if you see me on the streets. I'll be there all 4 days. Hopefully, we'll be in cosplay. But what I want to get into is my summer top picks for what anime you should be watching. If you're interested in learning more about it, or if you're interested in already kind of into it, these two animes are perfect for you. One is called Dragon Ball Z Unabridged. Now, just a quick recap of that. Dragon Ball is already an anime that most people know about, probably men and boys. They know more about it. But it's a saga of a little boy that's an alien that basically finds these seven Dragon Balls and he wishes. And as his life progresses, he has a child of his own. He becomes a full-fledged Saiyan. He's pretty much the strongest man in the world. But there is now out on YouTube, and I'm also a strong YouTube advocate, called Team Four Star. Now, to plug them, there are a bunch of guys that do abridged versions of Dragon Ball Z. The reason why I say it's most important to watch this is because if you're not into long-standing animes that have 3 and 4 episodes of filler, which could be just about anything that's not pertaining to the plot, or if you're into just something where it kind of gets down to the nitty-gritty in a very funny and sarcastic way, this anime is it. Right now, they're at their 55th episode or 54th episode. Amazing. I mean, it just shortens it. It's fun, it makes it quick, and it makes it interesting. You want to watch it if you've never ever understood Dragon Ball Z, if you've watched it before and you were kind of confused, or if you want to watch something for your first time, you want to watch anime, it's dubbed over, so you'll enjoy it. My next choice is called Michigo and Hachin. Michigo and Hachin is a primarily strong female cast. Two female characters, as I said. One is older, one is younger. She's like in her preteens. And Michigo, is the main character, is also being chased by the police. It's depicted in an area that closely resembles South America, so like Mexico and Venezuela, like that kind of thing, and Puerto Rico. So the character's actually darker skin, which is a rarity in anime. They usually do a lot of fair-skinned females or fair-skinned characters in general. And so this is the first where this is actually a darker tanned or darker-skinned woman. So it's very good. I'm actually going to be cosplaying as her at AX this year. And it has a very, if you've ever seen Cowboy Bebop, it has that type of feel to it. So it's fast, it's fun, it's sad, it's entertaining, and it has a very good, like, love story in the sense of relationship between Michigo and Hachin, because she takes Hachin under her wing to find her father. So it has a very loving mother-daughter type of feel to it, and it still packs a wall up as far as, like, the action in it and some of the chase scenes. So I think you'll really enjoy that if you're looking for a strong action female. You have two there. And you also will love Dragon Ball Z Unabridged. You can find it on YouTube. it, just look up Team Four Star or look up Dragon Ball Z Unabridged, and you'll find it. And I guarantee you, they not only have really great content as far as just the episodes, but even their blog site has a lot of good content. So you'll enjoy that. Overall, those are my picks, and if I have any more for you guys after next week, I will gladly give them to you.
And I have one question for you on that. So us new to anime people, like, I know that my son watches anime, and a lot of it is subtitles. So are these animes that you're suggesting in subtitles?
Yes. So Michigo and Hachin was done by Funimation, so it is also dubbed and sub. You can definitely find it on YouTube as well, actually. Michigo and Hachin is on YouTube, so you can find that there. Now that Funimation realizes how many people are watching from YouTube, they actually have a paid site where you can go on via Funimation, choose any anime you want. It's like $1.99 per episode. So overall, you're paying about $20. People who have scrupulously decided to have it there themselves. And both are in dubbed and subbed version. Dragon Ball Z is completely dubbed because it is a dub of voiceovers by the Team Four Star crew. So basically, they do a great impersonations, great voiceovers of the original characters. And it's so short. If they do it, they can take three episodes and bring it down to like 15 minutes. And they still give all credit to Funimation and Fujio Yamatora and Fuji Animation. So they still respect the original creators of it. They're just doing their version. And unfortunately, their version is just kind of better. So you'll enjoy it, and it's easy to watch. It's definitely something you can listen to in the background. Now, it is a little more adult. So both are a little more adult. I recommend that if you're starting a child off on it, then they should be watching the original version, because the original version is for younger people. Currently, Team Four Star is doing the versions of them of him older, so there's also a little more cursing, a little more kind of raw satire and hit points they make, but you get them. As an adult, you'll get them quick, so it's really enjoyable.
Okay, that's dope. And you said you're going to the anime con, so I expect to get some dope pictures, especially in your cosplay. That's going to be dope.
I will have them on my IG account. I'll have them on Facebook. I will be taking pictures. And again, if anyone sees me from the show, it's totally cool. Come up. I'll take a pic with you. We can talk. We can talk shop. I'll be there.
Nice.
Awesome. So we're going to jump into some Terrell Street's Concrete Rose, and then we're going to come back and we're going to meet our second co-host, Miss Lara Sky. So just stay right there.
Can I get Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up. My niggas run the game, we ain't never leave,
never leave.
Counting up this money, we ain't never sleep,
never sleep.
You got V12, I got 12 V's. Got bottles, got weed, got
money.
I'm all the way up.
Shorty, what you want? I got what you need.
Shorty, what you want? I got what you need. Shorty, what you want? I got what you need.
I'm all the way up.
I'm all the way up.
And Rolexes, kicked the bitch out the room and gave her no breakfast. Had to stash the jewels, these bitches so reckless. Keep my hoes on cruise, I'm talking naughty uptown, showing off a new thing. Couldn't take it all, so I gave her un ching. She called me top shot, so yeah, I keep a few tings. Champion sound, yeah, I got a few rings, and I'm all the way up. And you can stay up. And if you ask anybody where I live, they point to the hills and say, go all the way up,
all the way up.
Go all the way up,
all the way up.
I'm all the way up,
all the way up.
I'm all the way up. Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up.
Just left a big house to a bigger house. Ain't have a girlfriend, but the bitch is out. Chanel Croc bag, shit ain't even out. With the gold chains, Himalayan broken cocaine lit it up. Pop shit, I hit him up. I'm talking color money, purple yin and blue germ. I got brown lira. I ain't talking about Ross, bitch. I'm that nigga on Viagra dick. That means I'm on the way up, and you can stay up. P.O. say I can't get high. Hop in the helicopter, Uber said. Go all the way up. Go all the way up.
I'm all the way up.
I'm all the way up.
I'm all the way up. Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up.
Shorty, what you want? Shorty,
hold up.
What you need?
What you need?
My nigga,
yo, come on, stop the music. Stop the music.
They don't want us. They want to finish us. They want us broke. They want us miserable. They don't want us to be blessed up. They don't want us all the way up. So what we gonna do is be
all the way up. Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up.
Shorty, what you want? Shorty, what you need?
What you need?
My niggas run the game. We ain't never leave.
Never leave.
Counting up this money. We ain't never sleep.
Never sleep.
You got V12. I got 12 V's.
Yeah.
Got bottles. Got weed. Got
molly.
I'm all the way
Shorty,
up.
Shorty, what you want? I got what you need.
Shorty, what you want? I got what you need. Shorty, what you want? I got what you need.
I'm all the way up. 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 Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up. All the way up. All the way up. I'm all the way up. All the way up. I'm all the way up. Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up. All the way up.
So we're going to just wind down a little bit more because that was my song, and I'm over here crunk, so let me just calm down.
Me too. Crimp walking.
Right. But so anyways, had to turn up. But so Miss Laura Skye, welcome to Outspoken Radio. I want you to tell all of our listeners a little something about yourself and why you're outspoken.
Well, as she stated, my name is Laura Skye. I come from the East Coast, Massachusetts. Family are both from Haiti. I'm a first-generation U.S. Army veteran, bachelor's in management, associate's in business admin, also a Massachusetts real estate realtor. Also do purchasing for aerospace and defense. As far as entertainment, I love entertainment. As far as music, talent, everything that accompanies with that. So for years, I've done several online television shows, interviewing artists, talent, showing music videos, and music news. So Outspoken is a time for me to just start speaking and breaking through barriers. This radio is a new platform for me, also for people to get to know me a little bit better. And for what I can bring to Outspoken is more to show that, you know, women don't just have to be the arm candy, or they have to just be in a career and never find a man, or can't be domesticated. I feel that all women can have and accompany all those different characteristics, and we can just be the bomb. And I'm hoping that, I can bring that platform and at least bring some type of awareness to people out there. And that's pretty much my story in a short summary.
And sweet, but to the point. So, Lady Key, do you have any questions that you would like to ask Laura Sky?
Yeah, I mean, mine are a little more kind of lighthearted. So I think that you'll enjoy these a lot, Laura. So, yeah, well, it's easy. Basically, one makeup item that you could not live without.
I cannot live without primer. And it's funny because it's new to me. Back in the day, I've never known anything about primer. But watching YouTube and everything, I just see how smooth it will look on your face. I'd never noticed this before, especially me being of a darker complexion. Eyeshadows would never really show up until I learned about primer. So, my
primer
is primer.
Okay. That's cool. All right, and then my next question is, so what's your favorite comfort food on a rainy day? It's raining, you can either cook or you can order, but what's that one thing you know you'll get just to make you feel good about the rest of the day?
Tea. It can be either peppermint tea or green tea. I don't know what it is, but when it's just nice and warm, I can just drink some tea and watch some TV and relax. It actually makes me fall asleep. But on a rainy day, I have some tea.
Okay. And my last one is, what is the one most successful person, because you're in the business, so just name one person that you feel is successful that you either inspire to be or you kind of idolize. You like, you're either your man crush or you're like your woman crush as far as, you know, success goes.
Jeez. That's a good question. A person that I idolize. There's several. I think if I had to, I had like two dark sides, right? So not two dark sides, two different sides. So if I would think of a successful woman on the naughty side, I would think like Rihanna. I think that I love her freedom. She is just free to create and be expressive, and just to know her background and how she started from, you know, from out in the, and basically a third world country, I guess you would say, and to be where she is right now, it's just truly inspiring. And she's always breaking. She's like one of the few artists that cannot have an album and still be the most talked about person. Still coming out with different fashion and trying different things. She's very risky. She's fearless, and I envy that fear, that fearless, you know, attitude about her. And I guess another person that I would say that I always admire and hope to be, and that is Michelle Obama. To see her to be that businesswoman and to be successful and to still, you know, have her husband and hold him down, I think that that is admirable. She accompanies everything that I wanted to be a part of Outspoken Radio and show that you can be all of those characteristics. If anyone had all those, you know, beauty, domesticated business, and knowledge, it would be her.
Like, that's dope. Yeah. Okay, so I have some questions for you, and my questions are always, I always throw one heavy question in there, so I'm going to just throw the heavy one out there already. So if you could go back in time and give your 16-year-old self a message, like, knowing everything that you know now, if you could just travel in the time machine back to 16 and be like, hey, come here, let me tell you something, what would that be?
Work hard now. Work hard now, and so you can enjoy life the way you want to later. You know, I work hard to try to be successful and to maintain a particular lifestyle where I'm comfortable. And I felt sometimes, you know, I went to college, didn't do well, and ended up joining the military. And then when I got out, that's when I went and got pursued and finished my schooling. So I felt like if I had, you know, studied more, gotten scholarships, done what I was supposed to do, now at my point in my life right now, I would probably be enjoying life much more than, you know, trying to do it in reverse.
Right.
That's a good message. And I have one more question for you, because I know we have to get into your segment, because I'm dying for this Modern Lady segment. So coming off the heavy question, who is your celebrity crush right now?
Oh, celebrity crush. I don't know. I don't have one. I've been disappointed a lot. I really don't have a celebrity crush. I really don't. You know what it is? Reality TV done messed it up. I'll see someone and all of a sudden they're on a show or something and their voice don't sound the way I thought it did, or they don't treat their significant other the way I would wish they would treat me. I don't really have one. I can honestly to goodness say that I have phases. Like, I think Denzel's, you know, very attractive. I think that Jason Momoa from, he was in Game of Thrones, the first season. I think he's beautiful. I think The Rock is fine. Like, I have crushes, but, like, nothing like I'm like, damn, I would like to be with him. Nah.
The Rock is good, though. The Rock is good. So, your segment is Business and Modern Lady. So, let's get into that.
Yes, Business and Modern Lady. So, I'll start off with the first one, which is more towards the business side. So, one day I was looking on Reddit.com. It's good. One of the richest, most powerful men in Brazil, and if I'm pronouncing his name wrong, you know, excuse me for that, it's Thane Chiquano Scarpa. And he announced plans that he wanted to bury his million-dollar Bentley so he can drive around in style in the afterlife. So he received a lot of criticism and a lot of attention. People are like, why wouldn't you just donate your Bentley to charity? You know, are you out of touch with reality? So he went ahead and planned this big media ceremony. And right before he was about to lower his car, he actually revealed the real reason behind this big ceremony, which was to create awareness for organ donation. And he said, people condemn me because I wanted to bury a million-dollar Bentley. In fact, most people bury something a lot more valuable than a car. To bury your heart, your eyes, your liver, your lungs, and your kidneys, that's absurd. Why so many people are waiting for a transplant and you're willing to bury your healthy organs that will save so many lives? So I wanted to open up a question to you ladies. What are your thoughts? It's a two-part question. What are your thoughts on organ donations or being an organ donor? And what do you think about opening a market to sell your body parts, whether you're alive or dead?
Okay, organ donation for me is like, okay, so when I was younger, I wanted to donate my organs. I really did. I was all gung-ho about donating organs and giving back. But then you hear the horror stories in America, like you go to the hospital and you're not dying, but you're halfway there, and they just let you die because you're an organ donor.
Yeah,
and somebody down the street is dirty.
Yeah.
So I don't know how to feel about that anymore. Like, I want to do the right thing, and I want to give my organs away to someone that can save their life. But in the process, I don't want you to kill me because the rich person down the hallway needs the liver. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know how. I don't know. Key? Like, I don't know about that.
So what do you think about, what about an open market, though? What are your thoughts on if you were allowed to sell your organs to whoever
you
want to sell?
They do that. They do that. That's what the black market. That's why organ donating in, like, India. I listened to a Vice special where they did actually talk about how there's a whole small country, a small, like, town in India that each person has at one point in time sold their kidney. Because I think you have, like, your two, either it's your liver or your kidney, but I think it's your kidney. You have two.
What would you think if it was legal?
Well, I mean, technically, I think if it's the black market, I don't think there's anything legal about it. I don't know if it could be legal in my mind at that point because it's already being done. It's kind of like weed, where I'm fine with weed now because they're going to make a profit off it. The government makes a profit off it, where now it's only legal because it's feeding families that literally have nowhere else to go because the system has driven them in that direction. So to me, I mean, making it legal would just help those people. But I don't think it's fair. I don't know. I don't think it's really fair if the government then operated under that situation, because then what about the repercussions for all those people that were doing it when it was illegal and then they were trying to survive? It's kind of weird. And I honestly, giving up my organs now, I'm fine with it, but I really, really want to be dead before I know. Like, I don't want to look down and notice that. I'm sorry. I don't want to wake up in the middle of that surgery. Just saying.
Right. And I feel like on the legally giving your organs away question, I feel like, you know, like I feel like if that's something that you want to do and it's legal, then, I mean, by all means, go ahead, because you're going to do it anyway, and people are going to market and make money off of it anyway. So, I mean, if they make it legal and it's something that you can possibly live without and it could possibly save somebody else's life, then, I mean, go ahead.
But I was just going to quickly add my thoughts that basically, you know, I felt the same way. I've always been told that if you're about to be on that table and you're about to be a vegetable, they probably will kill you and give off your organs. But I've never became an organ donor. But as far as willing to sell it on the market, I'm okay with it. If I'm in my 60s and you got burned badly in the fire, you can have a piece of my butt. You know what I mean? Like, you can have a piece of my skin off my butt. I'm not wearing no thongs anytime soon. So those are my thoughts on it. But I'm going to go right into my next topic. Which is, there's been a news report recently about a stylist by the name of Ian Connor. And for those that don't know who he is, he's part of A$AP Rocky's mob. And he is also, he's worked with celebrities like Kanye West with his recent Yeezy 3 line. And he's been catching a lot of flack, and he's been getting into a lot of fights with other members. So recently he put up a tweet that says, "Women, if I give you oral pleasure or buy you something, you have to give it up. If I eat you out or buy you something, you have no choice but to fuck me. I'm serious. I can be with that one." So what I want to ask you, ladies, because, you know, I always believe that, you know, no one's obligated to do anything for you. My question is, what are some signs that someone has expectations of sex?
Wait, ain't that an effort? Right. Like, don't you walk into the date like, yep, he wants something. Like, I don't know. He's going to want something. I don't know. Like, I mean, I'm kind of on the level of always kind of being aware of that. Like, I never believe in a free meal, but, like, I mean, I've had my situations where I realize I might have spent, like, more money at the restaurant, and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to have to pay this back at some point. But I think that, oh, I believe me, I have had that moment. I'm like, yeah, I owe you, no doubt. but I think that at some point you have to see that if the guy is being superficial from the moment you met him, then you know, I think in my mind, that this guy is not going to take a date the way you would think he would. He has an expectation. And I'm not a real fan of guys buying me things until I know that we've had a relationship solidified at that point, because I'm not expecting that. So if you do it and you're going to have something for me to give you in return, then that's a problem. So I always expect, you know, oh, well, you'll buy me something nice, or you're going to, I mean, I don't know about the oral sex thing, because I think that's part of sex. So if you're going to have that situation, that's weird, but all right. I mean, that's just my opinion.
Right. That's open door, because you know what's happening next after this. So what's your favorite color, and what's your favorite position? You know what's going from there. We raise our daughters nowadays that we raise our daughters to always expect boys to want this from them. You know what I'm saying? And our sons are so misguided nowadays that if they do buy a girl something, that most of the time that's what they want. And I think that misguidedness starts at home, where we should raise our sons to be gentlemen, hold the doors open, give ladies flowers and small gifts. That, because if somebody brings you a flowers, I hope you're not expecting anything from that. That's a flower. You know what I'm saying? Come on, I'm asking for myself. Start your sons off with something like that. I just think it starts at home. You said flowers are expensive.
I said roses are expensive.
And roses can be expensive, but I didn't know that on this card it says, you know, you're giving me head at the end. Like, wait a minute now. you can take these back to the florist.
Like you said, if you let your intentions be known, I have learned, like, if you just let your intentions be known from the front, things will go by smoothly.
Right. And let me just say this to any men that are listening. Let me just make a very universal statement. A woman knows they're going to fuck you in the first 3 seconds of meeting you. Okay? Just get that out. Get you out your head that you have to work twice as hard, because if you aren't even on the radar, you'll never be on the radar. I mean, it's just fact. Okay? You are already friends, and you haven't even said hi.
Okay, guys, so we don't have that much time left. So let me reintroduce myself to all of you, all of the listeners, and tell all of you. So I am Gucci Montoya, you know. Anyways, I'm Gucci Montana, and I'm a freelance makeup artist in Los Angeles. I've also done set designing and had my hands in different things in the industry. I fell in love with makeup, though, just learning how to conceal my insecurities. I grew up with my grandmother raising me, and she's very old school, like women don't wear makeup. You know, black women don't wear makeup on their face, so I never had that, you know, that next generation to kind of push me into, you know, the next generation after that. I was kind of stuck one or two generations behind. So when I grew up, and got older, I developed dark acne and I had like breaking out on my face, and I just wanted to feel more secure with myself. I know how it feels for people to tell you you're beautiful and you're pretty and for you not to feel that way. So I learned how to do makeup myself. And then I applied it on friends and everyone started to tell me that I really had a gift at this. And I've seen people's faces and the way they felt about themselves after I did makeup on them. So that became my passion, just to help the world look and feel more beautiful. I'm outspoken because all my life I've been labeled like the mean girl. And I think that really goes, sometimes you do have mean girls, and then sometimes you have girls that really don't take, you know, the nothing from anybody, and they speak their mind. And I think that most mean girls get mislabeled. You're outspoken when you tell people how you feel, and you really don't hold your tongue, and you live beyond the stereotype of what they have set for women, that we're supposed to be submissive and we're not supposed to have an opinion and we can't run the world. Hillary's running for president. You know what I'm saying? There's women in great positions of power every day. And they're outspoken women. They've never said, well, they never bit their tongue on a thought or an idea. They've always pressed the limit. So that's why I'm outspoken, and that's why I kind of created Outspoken Radio. I want this to be a place for everyone to come to get away from the reality TV, the reality of the not reality of what everyone lives in. Everyone lives by social media and TV and internet, and just get away from what the ideas that they're trying to push into your head and think outside the box and have your own ideas, express them. I'm always behind people that want to do their own individual thing. I have a saying, like, you can go and work at McDonald's and you can help put money into McDonald's pocket, but you have so many thoughts and ideas in your head. Why don't you pursue your own self and your own thoughts and make the world just a doper place? Because people sleep on their ideas because we're always constantly told that our dreams are too big or we'll never be able to accomplish that. So we get misguided early in life. And that's basically why I'm outspoken. So I'm open for questions. I'm sorry, this scares me.
All right, I'm ready. All right, so of course, my questions are more about the craft. So you love to do makeup. What are your thoughts on dark-skinned women wearing red lipstick?
I think that red lipstick can be pulled off by any skin shade. I really do. It's all on how the correct lip liner, blending it out. Like, we ombre lips now, so you can ombre a lip to make it fit your skin tone. But I think red lipstick is beautiful on any woman. I love red lipstick. That's woman to me. that's woman.
I had seen an article where artists were saying that it didn't look good on dark-skinned women, and I've seen all these women come out, and I was like, that is not true. A person that knows, especially you as a makeup artist, knows the technique of putting it on and making it beautiful. My next question to you is, what fashion trend would you like to see make a comeback?
Oh, my gosh, that's a hard one, because, like, me personally, I'm going to take it back to my childhood. Like, I wore big baggy jeans, and I wore, like, you know, like the Aaliyah style, the little tiny shirts. I would, like, big baggy jeans were just comfortable to me. Like, you'd stuff yourself in these little confined and skinny jeans, and what's the first thing you do when you get home? Pop that button. Like, I would just like to see big, comfortable styles come back that's trendy, and you don't look like a homeless person.
Right? Or what about the mud jean bell bottoms?
Right.
Okay.
Mud jean bell bottoms. There you go.
Oh, I remember those. Oh, so good. Okay, so here's my question for you, Gucci. My question is, and I think this is really good, you know, to your personality. What family member, and if your family's listening, I am so sorry for whatever answer she gives, but seriously, it happens. What family member gets on your last damn nerve? Everyone has one. So who's yours?
Oh, this is easy. this is the person that gets on my last nerves is my grandmother, but I love her to death and I wouldn't trade her for anything. That is the only person that can work my nerve and then ask me to do something for them, and I just have to do it. You know, like everybody
you
else.
Do it. Yes.
And you can cut them off, but grandma, she just works. I love her to death. I love you, baby. I love you to death, but that's the one for me.
Exactly. That's the one I have. Seriously, it's my grandma because I love her, but she had this look, and I'm like, what? I got to be quiet now because I reverted to a five-year-old, and I'm 28. That's crazy.
Mm. Yeah. Me is on my broke cousin.
Right.
Okay, so my other question for you is, who do you idolize right now? Like, who is someone that you successful in your eyes that you idolize, that you kind of want to aspire to be?
That's easy for me. Taraji P. Henson. I read her backstory on how she actually got here, and you know what I'm saying? Like, I see a lot of what I strive in her. She came here with her son. She didn't have the best situation, but this is what she wanted. This is her dream. Like, it almost chokes me up a little bit to talk about her because I idolize her that much because she is such a great actress, and that's what I want to be. Like, she made her own way, you know what I'm saying, for her, and she never asked anybody for anything. So it's easily surrounding you. And she's dope. Like, I watch Empire faithfully. Like, she's dope. I love her. That's my best friend.
That's an article. That's my best friend in my head. I like that. I did an article on her. She is dope. Definitely.
She is. Dope. She's amazing. So we're out of time this week, you guys. Next week, I am going to get into my section, which is usually hip-hop news and makeup, of course. This is Outspoken Radio. Thank you guys for listening to our promo show.
Thank you.
Make sure you always follow us on Facebook at Outspoken Radio, and we're going to post all of our handles there because we're out of time. Thank you, guys, and see you next time. Bye.
See ya.
Love y'all. Bye.
Love you. Bye.